Shalom Aleichem, everybody here, everybody out there. So again, as was just mentioned, today marks the first yahrzeit site of Rav David Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, David Ben Moshe. So we will learn Mishnah Berurah Le'ilui Nishmas. So as we started yesterday on page 34, also known as Siman Yud, Sif Aleph, we'll run through it again now. So we're learning the halachas of Tzitzis, and we're starting a new siman. And as we started yesterday, Talis She'ein La Arba Kanafas Petura. So a garment, a talis, right? Let's use the word garment, which does not have four corners, is potter from tzitzis. Now, that means you can't put tzitzis on it. Like, I don't know. Like I said yesterday, well, what we wear, I don't know if there's any corners on. Actually, there's a corner like in my jacket in the back. But there's another problem with this. Yeah, it depends on how you have it. But no, so anyways, so as we mentioned yesterday, because the pasuk says al arba kanfas suska, so the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Sifri says four. The pasuk says four. That is to say not three. So let's go a little further in the Machaber. Back upstairs, Yeshba Yoser Ma'arba. So obviously it has four corners, it's chayiv, right? It's obligated on tzitzis, right? That's pasher. Question is more or less. So less is not chayiv, is pater. How about more? So Yeshba Yoser Ma'arba Chayavis. If it has more than four, it's chayiv. So then you'd say, why? Because the Torah says four. So four is four. So the answer is, but the Torah goes on and goes says, Asher techasa ba, that you wrap yourself in, right? So therefore, that includes something. So what does it include? So Chazal learned that includes more than four. So again, it's very interesting because I would, I would say four means four. But then you're missing the riboy, and therefore it has to include more than four. So, okay, so but now that we, if you have four corners, so you put four tzitzis on it, but let's say you have more than four corners, you have five, six, seven, eight. So then what do? Do you put five, six, seven, eight tzitzis on it? You know, like walking around like all these tassels, right? Or whatever you want to call them. The osala arba tzitzios, but the arba knafeha amurchaka zumizu. And so then what you do is you make you have four tzitzis on the four most distant corners. In other words, distant from each other. Okay? Now I want to do some Mishnah Berurahs here. Because they're all very important. So let's start with Gimel, Chayeves. So we say that something, the Machaber says, it's something that has a garment that has more than four corners. So then it is Chayev, five, six, it's Chayev. But look what the Mishnah Berurah says. V'yesh Poltrim. Mishnah Berurah Gimel, I'm sorry. Mishnah Berurah Gimel, Chayeves. V'yesh Poltrim. Some say, no, it's Potter. V'lachain, ein la'asos bas chamisha l'chachil. So that you should not make a five-cornered garment, lechachila. That's very interesting, right? Right. Because of prima gan, the das apotrim osama talisos ktanim shalanu sheishlan be. Okay, so let's leave that. Okay, let's go on to dalad be'arba. So you make it if you have a five, six, seven, eight-cornered garment. So then you put four tzitzis. Or it's just, but where? On the four most distant, not distant, on four corners that are distant from each other. You see, I'm not describing this well, but okay, but arba. Now, so again, so then we would say, like we were just saying before, okay, but let's say I want to be from it, and I have a six, seven corner garment, so I'll put on all six. I have six corners, so you know, like, I'll put them on all six. So look what the Mishnah Berurah says. Oops. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Vim asa chamesh." Let's say you did five. Again, you had a five-corner garment, and you put it on all five. Right. So I would think, okay, you know, like, vim asa chamesh over mishum bal tosef. So then you violate bal tosef. You all know what bal tosef is. Adding on, right? The Torah says a certain amount. And, you know, you want to be more religious. Answer is that's not more religious. So the Torah says four. So you cannot have five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. You can't do more than that. V'im chatach achas mehem. Now we bring up an interesting shaila. So a person had a four, five, six, seven, whatever, cornered garment. They didn't learn the halacha. Or, they made the wrong assumption. And therefore, they put it, again, let's say it's a five-corner garment. So they put tzitzis on all five corners. All five corners. Then they were learning Mishnah Berurah and on Shemesh, right? And then, oh, it says four. It means only four. And we just learned you can't do four. You can't do five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, right? You have to do four. That's why Torah says four. So what does he do? So he goes home and he cuts off one of the five, six, seven, no, not one of the corners, one of the tzitzis. Right? I don't want to ruin the garment. I mean, after all, you know, the expensive Italian chves, you know, from Paris or somewhere, you know, I don't know. So he cut off one of the tzitzis, kshera. There's a very interesting halacha. So the halacha is that it's kosher. It's okay. This is going to be curious. Shishira ha arba knafas. You should just make sure it's the four more distant. Now, see, this is very interesting because it seems like it should be simple, right? It's not. Because we'll learn it, we'll get to it a number of times, but by tzitzis and other things, there's a halacha, the Torah says, ta'asu, that you should make the tzitzis. So there's such a halacha as tasev lo minaso. You should make them and not they be made. So in other words, we'll get to it later. But let's say this is a common case. And believe it or not, when I was a kid, I believe a lichmir and cup, it happened. That now they have them manufactured. But you know, especially kids, you know, I don't know. Tzitzis are too heavy, and it's too many layers, and it's, you know, like, get too hot, and, you know, all that. I'm not saying, so they do make a thing, I've seen them around, I haven't really looked at them closely, but I know they're sold, called t-shirt tzitzis. So in other words, they're a t-shirt, and they have tzitzis on it. Right, so you don't have to wear, like, a bunch of layers, you know, you don't have to wear an undershirt, and a tzitzis, and a shirt, you know, chas v'shalom too much. So, you could just wear a t-shirt and it sits on it. So we're going to learn later that when you have a garment, a four-corner garment, it has to be a certain size, which we learned already. Right? We learned how big. But it also has to be a majority cut open on the side. So what the greatest illustration of this would be this. When I was a little kid, I think they came out with these. They first came out with them. T-shirt tzitzis, and there were a t-shirt with tzitzis on it, but they just had a little slit. So in other words, you had the right on the side, so now you had this little slit, and it was basically a t-shirt, but it had a little slit, so you had the four corners. Yeah, but that's possible. Why? Because a majority of the sides have to be open. So I think they have them now, and I assume they do it right. And it's, you know, mostly sit open. So I remember one of my friends, he had these t-shirt tzitzis, again, with the little slit on the side. And the Rebbe said, no go. Yeah, but they're comfortable, especially for a teenager, obviously. Or I don't even know if we were teenagers yet, but whatever. So what did he do? Simple. He took a scissors and cut it open, right? A majority left a little closed, so, you know, there's still, but he cut them mostly open. So he came to the Rebbe the next morning and said, "See, Rebbe, I fixed it." The Rebbe said, "No, there's still puzzle." Because you have to put the tzitzis on the garment, not the garment on the tzitzis. So in other words, you have to have a garment that's chayv and tzitzis. Right? Then you put the tzitzis on it. You can't do something where retroactively the tzitzis become good if they're already put on. Am I explaining this well? Everybody got what I'm saying?
So you put the
tzitzis
off.
So yeah, but then you have to take the tzitzis off and then put them back on. You know, like it's a big hassle. I don't remember what he did in the end. I don't remember. But, you know, like he was so proud of himself the next morning. And, no, it's no good. Still no good. Why is it no good? You know, like, you didn't learn the next halacha. So that was a little problem, especially seeing somebody deflated. You know, like it's very demoralizing. You know, trying to do the right thing, and you know, like so. But the A for effort. But that's about it. But still, it's possible, right? So now let's apply it to this case. So maybe you would say the same thing, right? In other words, so the answer is it's not the same thing, because in other words, here you had a garment that was already chayev. It's just you put on too many. So you've taken one off, it's okay, right? Right? You can't have five or six or seven tzitzis on a 5, 6, 7 corner garment, but right? But you could take one off. But that doesn't mean you have to take the other ones off, right? It's a different case. But in other words, that's why it is a little of a chiddush, this halacha. In other words, that you have a 5, 6, 7 corner garment, and you put tzitzis on every single one, so then you just take off one or two, whatever more than four you have, so then you would think, well, maybe it's no good, you have to take off all of them. That's what you might think. Teretz says, no. No. Okay. So,
where to go? Where one that comes down on the sides and has armholes because it's the sides that has to be open?
Sides have to be a majority open, right.
So you could have one that instead of wearing it this way, you wear it this way.
No, because remember you have to have an amma in front of you and an amma behind. Yeah, it's not going to work. I don't know. Try to come up with something, you know, some new innovation, you know. Always coming up with new things. I don't know. Well, we'll learn later when we learn that halacha. About what I think that's the way they do it. I'm not sure. But what happens if you have buttons or snaps? In other words, I'll open it mostly. Yeah. I think zippers are modern, you know, I don't know. I would think they're about 100 years old, maybe less. But buttons or snaps or hooks, right? In the Mishkan, they had hooks, right? So how about if we... Now, don't forget, there's a difference between those. Like, hooks come off easily. Well, is there a difference between a hook and a button and, you know? Again, but that's going to be the question. We're going to, you know. Again, you think we came with, the Mishnah Berurah is going to talk about it. So, you know, if you thought of it, somebody's already thought of it. I shouldn't say somebody's thought of it, but, you know, like, whatever. Okay, let's just do the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, hey, Meruchakos Yoser, the ones that are farther away, the Mistaver, Sheyesh Lasos, but Osam Shem Nikarim Biyoser Minashar. You should make the tzitzis, right? You have a 6, 7 corner garment, whatever it is. So now you're going to put tzitzis on four of the seven, I don't know. So which, the ones that are farther. So Mishnah Berurah says it makes, it's interesting language. So it's mitzvah, it makes sense, right? It makes sense that you should make the tzitzis on the corners that are more recognizable, seeable. I don't know. In other words, I don't know. I can't imagine such a contraption. A 6, 7 corner garment, right? Yeah, so how are you going to wear something? Like, imagine a piece of material like that. Like,
so where would you put the tzitzits?
So that's what he's saying. In other words, first we're saying The Machaber said the best thing to do is the ones that are furthest one from another, right? Putting up four, so one from another. So the Mishabur is saying it makes sense that the ones that are more seen, that are more nikar, those are the ones that get the tzitzis. V'yesh omrim, dehu midaraisa, v'yesh lahachmir im efshar. So again, you should try to do that. Avlim kvar nasa aknaf hakarov, v'yi efshar lasakein. Let's say you put one of the tzitzis on one of the closer ones, or one of the, you know, you didn't make it on the four that are more distant. So you put on four of the seven, but, you know, like, so then, again, and you can't fix it, it's time to daven. You can imagine davening with a towel like that, but, you know, everybody wants attention. Right. So you can rely upon those who are lenient and still make a bracha on, even though they're not necessarily the most distant from one each other, or they're not on the ones that are most recognizable, but still, as long as you got four tzitzis on this pentagon garment, so then that would be okay. You can make a bracha. Let's go to base. I'm running out of time here, but interesting case. Yesh lo arba, let's say you have a garment that has four corners, right? You bought something like that. The chatach echad be'elkason ve'aso shnayim, and you cut one like in a diagonal, right? Diagonal up ve'aso shnayim, and thereby making that one corner two corners. Ve'are nasis balas hey. So now it's a five corner garment, right? I took one has four corners. One of the corners I took and I cut it in a diagonal. So now it has five. Chayev. Balas hay v'chayevas. So it is chayev in tzitzis. It's still chayev in tzitzis. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up is look at the Mishnah Berurah Zayin. Balas chamesh. So now it's a five corner. V'chein im hayala. Let's say originally you had a three-cornered garment, right? You see what's coming. And then one of those corners you slit to make that one two corner. So nasis balas arba. So now that three is a four-cornered garment. Chayvas betzitzis. So now it's chayv and tzitzis, even though that's not its original design. Excuse me. Sorry. But Sarak Shetia Khatiha Gedola Vinikaris. But that slit that you make, that slit which you make to make it a four, even though it was a three once upon a time, so now that cut has to be discernible. Right? So now again, this like alludes to the idea I was mentioning before, that when you have an opening, it has to be, right? Or things that we mentioned before. And the Mishnah Berurah goes on, and he's just made a little slit, you know, that doesn't count. Okay. Okay, we'll hold it for here today. And Meir Tashem, tomorrow we'll go into Gimel and go the other way. Let's say you had a four-corner garment, but you did something to one of the corners. So what do you have to do to invalidate it from being a four-corner garment and being pater in tzitzis? Again, I think I mentioned this before, but this will be the kapata issue, right? So you know what kapatas are, a long coat, like reshivas and, you know, chashar rabbanim wear. So believe it or not, I didn't know this, they're probably the only four corner, besides a poncho, four corner garment that's left around. So again, it's really interesting. So you see all these right there, receipt tzitzis on those things? No. It is a four corner garment. So you don't notice a four corner garment because in the back, they don't have a vent, two slits. It has one slit up the middle, has two buttons in the back, and has one slit. And believe it or not, that slit goes, right, it's a long coat, and the slit goes very high, pretty high up to the small of the back, and it's a long coat. So it's majority open, and again, it has four corners in front, and four corners, and two corners in the front, and two corners in the back. So that should make it really a problem, right? You have two corners in the front, two corners in the back. That sounds like a tzitzisabold, if there's such a word, garment to me, right? But you ever see a Rosh Yeshiva wearing one? No. So maybe not tomorrow, but we're going to get into that. Okay, Ashkach.